Brother Stacks, can you lead a prayer, please?
Father, we thank you for today, and thank you for the opportunity that you've given us to once again come together to study your word and to worship you and to gather around the table this morning in remembrance of the suffering that our Savior endured on the cross, that we might all have that blessed hope of eternal life and access to you, Father. And Father, we pray that the lesson that Brother Mike has prepared for us all this morning from your word will be both edifying and profitable for all of us, and help us to void our minds of all worldly thoughts and cares and simply cling to the things that you have for our lives, and help us, Father, to make the proper application where we need to make it. And Father, we pray for those this morning that are sick and need our prayers and need your strength. Help us all, Father, to be mindful of them, and not only them, but each other as we go through this life. Help us to when we see a need, help us, Father, to always be ready, willing to and ready to fill it. And Father, may we conduct our lives as we go through this life here on earth, serving you. May we conduct in a way that's pleasing to you, and that others might see Christ living in us, and that you might be glorified, Father. And Father, we pray that you'll forgive us when we fall short and let it go. It's our prayer in Christ's holy name. Amen.
Good morning. It truly is good to see each and every one of you. So thankful that the Lord has blessed us with yet another day, and a beautiful day at that. There's a common error that religious people are unhappy and that they cannot enjoy life. Not so. Serving God gives peace and pleasure. If you would like to follow along, we'll be reading from the book of Proverbs chapter 3, verses 13 through 24. Proverbs 3, 13 through 24. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She, that is wisdom and understanding, is more precious than rubies, and all things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. So the ways and paths of wisdom and understanding are pleasantness and peace. She, that is wisdom and understanding, is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. Now notice that the same words mentioned in verse 13, wisdom and understanding, are repeated in verse 19, and the source is attributed to God. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath he established the heavens. This wisdom and understanding of God is all-inclusive of God's knowledge. Now notice verse 20. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them, that is knowledge, depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they, that is knowledge and wisdom, be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. The pleasure is real, not imaginary. Her ways, that is wisdom and understanding, which comes from the knowledge of God's word, are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace, reads Proverbs 3 and verse 17. Some duties are unpleasant, but these are pleasant. It is delightful to serve God, whom angels delight to worship. Notice Hebrews 1 and verse 6, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. Serving God could never be anything but beneficial. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of mine heart. Read Psalms 119 and verse 111. It is so enjoyable to love the loving Father. Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. Matthew 22 and verse 37. That's the first and great commandment. Matthew 22 and verse 38. But we cheerfully and willingly love him because he first loved us. 1 John 4:19. It is gratifying to admire his perfection. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. Psalms 19, verses 1 and 2. Then to rise higher to see his work of redemption. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5, verses 19 through 21, all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him, that is, in Christ. Then to think that this is mine with much thankfulness, gratitude, and love. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. There is therefore now no condemnation of them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Romans 7 and verse 24 through Romans 8 and verse 2. It is said of a preacher of the past that he was whistling while walking down some main street, USA, and a nearby merchant greeted him and stated, you sound like you own the world. And his response was, no, but my Father does. The pleasure of serving God is true in life. Not all rewards are reserved for the future. Now, in this life, there is no weight of guilt for the Christian. This is pure pleasure. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, Jesus said. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Christ will give us rest, an easy yoke, and a light burden if we'll but come, take, and learn of Him. Jesus said, "Ye shall find rest." That's affirmative. And that's why we can have pleasure in serving God. It is true in this life that we can have peace with God. "When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet." Proverbs 3 and verse 24. "Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them," reads Revelation 14, 13. "Great peace have they which love thy law," Psalms 119 and 165. "Be careful for nothing," that is, don't worry, "but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you," reads Philippians 4, verses 6 through 9. Our job is to trust, pray, learn, and think on those things that belongeth to God and do those things. We are then promised the peace of God. What a great blessing, and this is why it is a pleasure to serve God. Let your conversation, that is your manner of living, be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for He hath said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee," so that we may boldly say, "The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." Reads Hebrews 13, verses 5 and 6. Children of God have the Lord as our helper, therefore we don't need to fear. What a blessing, what pleasure we have in serving the only true and living God. Serving God naturally tends to a long, calm life with honor. Proverbs 3 and verse 16 reads, "Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation," reads Psalms chapter 91, verses 14 through 16. Serving God brings fullness to human life. "The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly," John 10 and verse 10. "She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her," Proverbs 3 and verse 18. The pleasure of serving God is described by the Apostle Paul. "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit," Romans 14, 17. It is true, our pleasure, peace, and joy may come through discipline of trouble. Proverbs 3, verses 11 and 12 reads, "My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of His correction. For whom the Lord loveth, He correcteth, even as a father the son in whom He delighteth." Grief and pain are not necessarily signs of God's anger or His punishment for sin. They may be meant to be used to help us. So do not treat them thoughtlessly, just as an accident or fate. We should always see the Father in kindness who seeks our welfare. Proverbs 3 and verse 12. As God chastens us for our profit, that we might be partakers of His holiness, Hebrews 12 and verse 10. We should be thankful that pleasure is ours, solid and actual. As the Bible said long ago, that the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. Isaiah 32 and verse 17. Have we ever seriously asked ourselves, do we really believe that we are rich? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 1 and verse 3. Notice these three passages. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Proverbs 1 and verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding, reads Proverbs 4 and verse 7. Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. Proverbs 28 and verse 28, or Job 28 and verse 28. How many share advice from these thoughts? What is the problem? Some are not thinking into the thoughts of God. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And return to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts, reads Isaiah 55, verses 7 through 9. The pleasure of serving God is true in death, so we can look forward to each day of life and even to the last day of life. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Reads 1 Peter 3, verses 10 through 12. The inspired apostle Paul said, For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. 2 Timothy 1 and verse 12. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, Paul says. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. 2 Timothy 4, 6 through 8. He goes on to say in Philippians 1, 21, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain, having a desire to depart, and to be with Christ, which is far better, Philippians 1:23. No alarm or fear or gloominess for us as Christians. Mark the perfect man, that is, complete man, and behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace, read Psalms 37 and verse 37. The pleasure of serving God will be true in eternity. free from sin, free from temptation and pain and weariness, to enjoy the spiritual banquet forever. Thou wilt show me the path of life, and in thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16 and verse 11. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it, John wrote. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and there shall be in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life, reads Revelation 21, verses 22 through 27. Revelation 22, verses 1 through 5 reads, He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there a tree of life which bare 12 manners of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. And his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads, and they shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Those who neglect their eternal interest, while they have opportunity in this life, will immediately see their fatal mistake. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day, Luke 16, 19. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom, and he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he, that is Lazarus, is comforted, and thou, that is the rich man, art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would come, which would pass from hence to you, cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham said unto him, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them, reads Luke 16, 23-29. Moses and the prophets were dead long ago, but they had their writings, and we have the gospel. In conclusion, let us all be aware that true pleasure is found in God alone. To give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of sins. Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us. To give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. reads Luke 1:77-79. The only thing worthwhile in life is to secure this heavenly wisdom for ourselves at all cost. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Proverbs 3:14-15. Let nothing be compared with it, and if necessary, give up any material treasure to obtain it and to keep it. Buy the truth and sell it not. Also buy wisdom and instruction and understanding. Reads Proverbs 23:23. Give self to have it and hold it forever. Living life for God, that is the life of a Christian, provides the best for us in both this life and the life to come. The attitude of the Apostle Paul was, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. If you have yet to obey the gospel by hearing, believing, repenting, and confessing Christ, and being baptized into Christ, if you have need to come, please do so while together we stand and sing.
Just as I am.
Because I